It sounds like the environmental dark ages, but just 30 years ago, it was legal for municipalities to pipe raw sewage directly into the ocean. The Clean Water Act now prohibits that practice in most cases. It's a little-known fact that about 36 towns and counties nationwide are still allowed to discharge at least some of their human wastewater into waterways without taking out the solids and treating the bacteria. Orange County, California has the biggest Clean Water Act waiver. But as Living on Earth's Ingrid Lobet explains, that's changing.
Each day, sun-drenched Orange County pipes enough partially treated sewage into the ocean to fill the Rose Bowl 1.5 times. It flows out the end of a pipe 4.5 miles off Huntington Beach, a major tourist draw. But a few days ago, at a public meeting that was tense and packed, the county reluctantly voted to step up treatment. It was a cliffhanger to the last vote.
City of Obama, yes.
The Environmental Protection Agency continues to grant a smaller and smaller number of sewage waivers. It's usually done when a municipality pleads financial hardship. And that was the case in Orange County, where the Sanitation Board argued for years that treating all its sewage for bacteria would be too expensive. Right now, it treats half. But a few years ago, some residents began to complain that wasn't acceptable. Sanitation Board member Shirley McCracken.
The emails and the faxes and the calls were extraordinary.
The onslaught was surprising because upgrading sewage treatment is expensive. The current estimates run $270 million over 10 years. That works out to $16 a year per homeowner, but could be much more for some businesses. Orange County is known for being fiscally conservative, but board member Beth Crom says people are increasingly willing to pay to protect what they have.
I think that we are changing here in Orange County. I think that has a lot to do with the fact that people are paying a greater premium to be a part of this community. When you invest more, you tend to want to protect that investment more. And being the largest wastewater producer west of the Mississippi, you know, it's not the kind of tagline you want on your company.
There might be another reason for the outcome of this vote. Brian Brady is a sanitation board member. He says there's a generation of kids in Orange County who've learned about water quality at school.
They certainly make us confront ourselves on what we believe in. And in fact, I was talking at the dinner table with my wife and a 10-year-old, and my 10-year-old very interested in this whole thing and very concerned that I was going to do the right thing, which I think we did.
One young face familiar to local officials is that of Frank Golbeck of Newport Harbor High School. He testified at the sewage waiver vote. When we caught up with him, he was breaking up brush as part of an ecosystem restoration project. Asked why he cares about treated sewage discharges, he hikes up his T-shirt and points to some white spots on his skin.
I actually contracted a fungus surfing in Huntington. You know, like, I still have pigment malfunctions because of this fungus that I contracted. And I could feel it burning while I was in the water.
Many people believe that Orange County's partially treated sewage drifts toward shore, contaminating the beach. Studies have not found that link, but there are frequent beach closures due to bacterial contamination. The source of that pollution has yet to be identified. It will take several years until all Orange County's sewage is fully treated. At that point, the nation's largest discharger of partially treated wastewater will be San Diego. Controversy over that city's sewage waiver is already brewing. For Living on Earth, I'm Ingrid Lobet in Orange County, California.